morning and welcome to this week's Up and Running. This is the first show of 2022, so I want to take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy new year. Now this morning, because it's the first show in the new year, we are talking to Alan Williams from Alan Williams Coaching. Alan brings people on a journey, on a weight loss and weight management and training journey. Many of you will have known him. But first this morning, some surprising news we heard over the Christmas period. Now, we've had some upsetting news about Weight Watchers in Ireland, who after a very long period have decided to pull out of Ireland completely, and all the Weight Watcher classes have been closed. But don't fear, we have our own company. Many of you will have been attended these classes and certainly would know a lot of these teachers, and that is the Uni Slim class, which is 50 years old, started in 1972 by Agnes McCourt, a lady I met many times myself. She was a force of nature when she was in the business, and about 20 years ago, she handed over the reins to her daughter, Fiona, who I am joined by this morning. Fiona, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thank you, Claire. Good morning to you, and I hope you're feeling great this January.
Well, yes. I mean, regardless of what else is happening in the world, we have to always keep an eye on our own weight, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And January is the time when people turn their attention to that. But before we do all of that, you have taken this situation of Weight Watchers closing down and you are reaching out to Weight Watcher members.
Yes. So, Claire, I really felt very sorry for members when they were delivered with this really devastating news, because people rely on their support system when they're trying to lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle. And they've joined an organization such as Weight Watchers or Unislim, whoever it may be. And you really do rely on that support, that accountability, the plan, the people, the camaraderie, the community spirit. And when that's taken away from you, I think a lot of people were left feeling in the lurch, and rightly so, a little bit disappointed and sometimes a little bit annoyed. You can see a lot of comments online about it. So I felt that I really felt, as you know, a fellow slimmer, if you like, somebody who has gone, walked that walk, and obviously your work in Unislim for many, many years, I really wanted to reach out to those members and say, look, we're here for you. We have classes. If we have classes in your area, please come along. You can join for free. You can come along, even just come along and weigh in and check in with no obligation to join. And, you know, we'll explain the plan to you. And if you want to stay, you can join for free. I just wanted to say, look, you know, we care for you. We are extending our welcome to you. And if you're in the area and we have a class, please come along. And if we're not in the area, you can also join Unislim online, and we will give you a discount code as well to do so. So, you know, we just really want to say we're here, we're Irish, we're going nowhere, and we would like to help you.
And that is very important, because a lot of people, particularly those who were gold members of Weight Watchers, would have used it as a crutch, maybe going once mm-hmm. a month to be weighed. And mm-hmm. it's fantastic now, Fiona, that you're going to offer them your services in Unislim. Now, in the Northwest area, you have a number of classes and they're opening next week. Is that right?
Yes, we've got classes opening all over Ireland now. We've managed to, with not only our own Unislim classes, but a lot of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, coaches, have come on board with Unislim, which is so exciting, and it's amazing for us to be able to expand as well as an Irish company into some areas that we may not have been in before. So for anybody who is inquiring about classes, would like to know if we're opening in your area, please go to unislim.com and you'll find details there. So we are expanding as we speak, and it's a bit of a movable feast, if you like, because it's only the beginning of January now, and you know, we're only a few weeks in, so we have more classes opening, coming on stream over the next coming weeks.
Okay, so one thing that is important for anyone who's living very out of the way, sort of in a rural part of Ireland, is that you can join Unislim and do it all online, can't you?
Yeah, that's the beauty of there's one good thing that came out of the pandemic and COVID, is that we all got used to Zooming and, you know, used to this kind of digital life as well, which has been really invaluable for people who either can't make it to a class, don't want to make it to a class, or feel that it's not for them at the moment, or, you know, are too busy, or they're in a rural area. It opens up so many possibilities. Unislim Online has been an amazing service. We only launched it in March 2019, when we hit this pandemic. And we have got lots of content online, lots of exclusive recipes, cooking demonstrations, exercise videos. inspirational talks, as well as downloadable meal plans and a Zoom class every week that you can attend. If you can't attend the class, you can watch it back on replay, or you can listen to it when you're out on your walk. We're giving the service in so many different ways, and lots of people have availed that, especially in rural areas as well. People who wouldn't have necessarily been able to make it to a class in the first place.
You're more towards the what you can eat than what you cannot eat.
Yeah, it's always been our philosophy. It's not what you can't do, it's what you can do. And we really don't even use that word, can't. I just feel that, you know, if you're told you can't do something, that's the first thing you want to do. Let's be honest, you know, anything. So UniSlim is all about eating food and re-educating your eating habits so that you can eat all the foods that you love. What are the foods that you really love, you don't want to give up, you want to keep in your eating, in your life? We can include them in your life. How can we work it in that you can continue to enjoy whatever it might be, the pizza, the lasagna, whatever it is that you love and you don't want to give up, and you think you need to lose weight, you don't have to. That's the beauty of our plan. You include all of your favorite foods, but you just eat them in what would be more moderate, sensible quantities, you know, and it's really about getting your mindset around what is a healthy portion size, what is it that you should be eating in order to live a healthier life, and including lots of other foods that are good for you, and really educating people about their eating habits and why you need to have highly nutritious foods in your eating, in your breakfast. What can you add to your breakfast that you make your breakfast healthier? So you have porridge, which is high fiber food. It's a carbohydrate. It's full of energy giving properties. Could you maybe chuck in a couple of blueberries on top, which would be, you know, full of antioxidants? Can you manage to get a portion of fruit in with your breakfast, or even vegetables in with your breakfast? You know, how do you eat foods that are highly nutritious, foods that support your immune system, foods that are good and healthy for your longevity, and cancer-fighting foods? So it really is about healthy eating, and that's the beauty of the UniSlim plan. It's you know, I wouldn't consider it as being like a diet where you have to count your calories. It's really a healthy eating plan for life by making little, small, healthy, sustainable lifestyle changes that you can keep. And if you keep doing that, it has this positive effect, and you'll lose weight. It's slowly and gently, but sustainably. You know, you want to be losing 1 to 2 pounds a week. And sure enough, of course, people lose a lot more maybe in the first week or second week. But after that, you really want to slow it down so you're having a sustainable weight loss. That mixed with a sensible amount of exercise, and you're on a winner.
I also have Alan Williams on this morning's show. He is a coach, a fitness and diet coach. He says, and I agree with him, it's not even the losing weight that is the most difficult part. It's also keeping it off. So mm-hmm. you do provide support for people who have lost weight.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Keeping it off is obviously for many people the most difficult part. So you need to keep involved in the system, which is so important, to keep in touch with that community, keep in touch with your membership base, keep in touch with your leader. UniSlim has an app. We have an amazing app with all of our members are on this app. It's a community-spirited app. And as soon as you join, you get to download the app and you can join in. And in there, you'll find loads of support, loads of encouragement. And there's a lot of, it's just so much love and inspiration in the app. It's brilliant. And you can track your food. You can track your you can take pictures. It's basically like having an Instagram, really, for people who are members of UniSlim. So if you really keep in touch with that community, if you keep, you know, because I think when you needed that in the first place, that support system, it's really important that you acknowledge that and that you keep in touch with your support system in order for you to keep on your journey for the rest of your life. It is a lifestyle change. Like, everybody slips every now and again. My Lord, everybody gains a few pounds at Christmas or whatever happens in their life and that they get pulled off track. It's just about how quickly do you get back on track, and what's your alarm bell? What is it that you say, okay, that's it, and that's it. I know I haven't. You know, I know I've got a 5 pound alarm bell, or it's a 10 pound alarm bell, and if you monitor your weight and monitor yourself on a regular basis, then you will keep your weight off. But it is hard, no doubt. I'm not saying it's easy, but when you have your support, it's so much easier.
Well, there you go. Great advice, and best of luck to everybody who decides to go on a healthy journey this year. That is Fiona McCourt from UniSlim. And if you are interested in finding out about any of those classes, that's unislim.com. If you missed the beginning of that interview, we were just discussing how Weight Watchers have pulled out of Ireland, and Fiona is going to look after all of the people who were joined Weight Watchers, and they can come along to a UniSlim class instead. Fiona McCourt, the best of luck, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thank you so much, Claire. Have a wonderful day.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
Good morning. And of course, it's a new year and everyone is talking about new year, new you. So I was delighted to be joined this morning by Alan Williams. Many of you, of course, will know him from Alan Williams Coaching. Good morning, Alan, and thank you very much indeed for coming on Ocean FM's Up and Running this morning.
It's a pleasure as always, Claire. I hope you're keeping well.
All great, all great. Sure, what else can we do? We just have to get through this period. But I know it's very challenging at the moment and people are very concerned about COVID and a lot of people are recovering from COVID. But if 2022 is the year that you're going to change your body and change the way you think, can you help us, Alan, in any way?
Yeah, the first thing I would say is don't get caught up in the trap of New Year's resolutions. That's the very first thing I would say, because I think this time of year, people get into, you know, New Year, New Me, have to sort this out as quickly as possible. And at the end of the day, they're just feeling a little bit not so good, because it's after Christmas, there's been a little bit of overindulgence. You get to January, energy levels are low, you feel really sluggish, you're not feeling so good about yourself, because ultimately at this time of year, people start reassessing their whole life. So they look at their life, they look at their body, they look at their career, and it's this feeling of overwhelm. It's like, oh my God, I need to change everything. And then ultimately they end up doing nothing, or they try and change too much too soon. So what I would say to you is, like, as we're recording now, I think we're 11, 12 days into the new year.
Yes.
There's still like 350 days left in the year. So please don't try and sort all this thing out by the end of January. Look at the longer picture. Take your time with it. Because even in a fitness context, in getting in shape, if that's what we're talking about, I would say to you, like, consistency always wins. So take your time with it. Commit to doing the work all year round, as opposed to going, I need to lose 2 stone and it needs to be gone by Tuesday, because that just is not going to work. And that's what's holding a lot of people back. It's that short-term mentality. The hard part is not actually losing weight, it's keeping it off. Mm. I think that's where people really struggle. And I think it's a little bit of a mindset thing that you're talking about there as well, Claire, because what effectively happens is that people go, okay, when I get to that weight, I'll be happy, or I'll train for this wedding, or I'll train because it's Christmas, or because I'm going on holidays. But what they're really doing is subconsciously giving their brain this message that when the holiday comes, well, that's the finish line. And then I can go back to normal, in inverted commas. So all the old habits come back in, all the self-sabotaging behaviours come back in, and then obviously the weight goes back on because you're reverting to old habits. So I think what people need to get their head around is that when you hit your goal, that's when you need to reassess. So you go, okay, give myself a little bit of credit, maybe buy myself something nice, give myself a little reward, but then go, what's next? So what's the next goal? Rather than just sitting on it and going, well, I got there. Because even if you get to a weight that you're happy with, like, that's absolutely fantastic. Maybe it's just the goal that needs to change. So it mightn't even be about weight loss anymore. It might be a case that you're at a weight you're happy with and you go, I'd like to be in better shape though. So at that point, you might decide, I'm going to start lifting a few weights, or I'm going to just do a little bit of resistance training or do something else, which you're going to gain a little bit of lean muscle, a little bit more definition. You're in better shape. Your body fat percentage has been reduced, but it's no longer about a weighing scales. So I think it's just sometimes being mindful that you want to do something that excites you and that keeps you moving forward and that keeps that fire lit, as opposed to going, well, that's great, I got there, now what? And kind of switch off and let things slide, you know.
And Alan, you know, a lot of people find it very difficult to do it on their own. You offer a fantastic service. Now, can you just tell us how you carry people through their weight loss journey?
Yeah, well, for the first thing I would say on that is what most people are actually lacking is not particularly knowledge around what to do. It's accountability and support. I feel that's where a lot of people are falling down. And the fact that they don't work on their mindset, because very often it's the stories in our heads that are holding us back. It's not about knowledge. It's about this story that I can't do it. Other people can, but I can't. Or I failed 1,000 times before, therefore I'm going to fail again. So it's kind of reframing a lot of those thought processes that I work on with clients. So we create support networks of people, similar-minded people who are on similar journeys. We have private support groups with that. Every single day we're supporting each other. We're helping each other out. We're encouraging each other. I'm using the group to educate people as well, so they're getting a lot of knowledge information. But we also go deep on things like mental health and stress management and time management and sleep and personal development and mindset, because to me they're the key factors that need to be brought together if you're talking about changing your life. Because ultimately at the end of the day, we can say, okay, if you want to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit, and I think most people probably know that at this stage. But if you can't recognise what your triggers are, what caused the behaviour. So let's say you have had a really difficult week at work, or you've had a row with a partner, and then you've got the tub of Ben and Jerry's in front of you. Well, at that moment in time, me saying to you, calorie deficit, Claire, it doesn't mean anything, because at that moment your emotions are taking over, you know? So again, it's more about recognizing the triggers, and then we put stress management techniques in place. So it's very much about what's going on in your head as much as it is about calorie deficit, Claire. Don't eat the ice cream because calorie deficit, you know?
I think that's very interesting, your approach, and something you just mentioned there, Alan, that I actually found myself concentrating on is sleep. I never realised until quite recently, when I interviewed a doctor, I think, how important sleep is, not just to the functioning of your body, but also to weight loss.
It's everything. It's your health, it's weight loss, it's pretty much everything. Like, I actually call sleep the legal performance enhancing drug. That's what I, that's how much I value sleep. Like, I would actually prioritize sleep above most things. If it was a case that I had somebody who wasn't getting much sleep and they were working really hard and then they were saying to me, I need to go and do a training session, but they're actually run down, I would say to them, forget about the training session and sleep. Because if you are not sleeping well, if your stress levels are through the roof, the body is being flooded with cortisol. So cortisol is a stress hormone. When the body is high in cortisol, it's very, very difficult to shed fat. Very difficult. So it's pretty much going against everything that you're trying to do. And then what you find is, and studies have shown it, if the sleep is off or if the quality of sleep is poor, the food choices the next day drop dramatically, the quality of your food choices. So you look for kind of pick-me-up foods, get me through the next hour, and it'll be things like sugar, it'll be things like greasy foods, it'll be things like caffeine. So there's no slow-release energy, there's no kind of steady output, and then the blood sugars are up and down and up and down, and you end up in this kind of cycle of cravings and give me more sugar.
And may I just ask you another question, Alan?
Yeah.
Once you've prioritised your sleep and you've decided that you're going to go on this journey for the year or whatever length of time, probably the rest of your life, what are your thoughts about carbs and these diets that just cut out carbs for fast weight loss?
I think it's daft. In a nutshell, I think it's daft, because cutting out any food group, I mean, every food group is there to do something for you. So what you actually need to bear in mind is that it's more about the amounts rather than cutting things out completely. Mm. So putting things into perspective, getting your portion sizes right. And this is one I think that Irish people in general, we're pretty much growing up with carbs, carbs in every meal, be it bread, be it huge plates of potatoes. And we were nearly all brought up with that. And like, to be fair, our parents did the best with the knowledge they had. And I think we've come a long way now in terms of knowledge and what we know around nutrition. But it's more about saying, rather than having a huge plate of potatoes with a tiny little bit of veg in the corner, I'd flip that over. I'd go for loads of greens, loads of colour on the plate, and just a little bit of carbohydrate. So you're talking about the size of your hand if you're talking about potatoes, for example. So it's just getting the portion sizes right rather than saying, oh, I can never have carbs. Mm. Because they're actually, as long as you're in a calorie deficit, you'll be losing weight anyway, as long as there's no underlying medical conditions. But cutting things out, I mean, you need carbohydrates for energy, you need it for brain function. So cutting it out completely, you're going to end up feeling pretty sluggish, pretty run down, and then ultimately you're probably going to turn to self-sabotaging behaviours again.
Yeah, very interesting. As soon as you go back on it, somebody told me once that your body nearly craves the foods that you've deprived it of.
Yeah, it's something I always say to clients. I say to them, like, don't go into that mindset of, oh, I'm not allowed to have that or I can't have that. Even with the likes of chocolate, with the likes of treats, like, if you try to put everything off bounds, all that's going to happen is there's going to be a weekend where you binge all around you. Mm. And then it's just this vicious cycle, because you start to feel guilty and you start to feel like a failure again. And then you throw everything out. The baby's out with the bathwater. So what I say to the guys is, you know, if you're going to sit down with a bar of chocolate and a cup of tea a couple of times a week, it's not going to do any damage. All it's going to do is just keep you in the right space mentally. It's going to keep you enjoying the process a lot more, because if anything is miserable, you're not going to stick with it. Like, if you're saying, I can never have a drink or I can never have a bar of chocolate, I guarantee you there's going to be a weekend where everything goes haywire.
Yeah, that is very true. Finally, I just want to ask you one more question. What do you think of Operation Transformation?
I had a feeling that one was coming. I suppose first and foremost, I am going to say I don't watch the show. I haven't seen it in years. But I know a couple of years back, I actually made a point at the time, which was, I spoke to Niall actually on Ocean about it.
I remember.
Do you remember? Yeah. It was something I'd seen on Ocean's, or on Operation Transformation's Facebook page, where there were massive congratulations about somebody that had lost 11 pounds in a week. And I was saying, that's not a reason to congratulate somebody. Like, that's not healthy weight loss, healthy behaviour. And at the time, I think people were kind of going, what's he talking about? It's brilliant. But I think people have a little bit more of an awareness now. But I suppose there's good and bad to everything. And there are some ways I think they could be improving and they could be doing better. I won't lie. I think there are certain things that could change about the show. And I think they are making some changes this year. On the flip side of that, I'd also make the point clear that I don't think, again, we need to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I think they do serve a purpose as well to a certain cohort, because you have to bear in mind there is an obesity problem in this country. Mm. Like, we're speaking about, Ireland could be the most overweight nation in Europe by 2030. That's what the studies were showing recently. So if you take that into perspective, like, yeah, okay, it might be some of the things we see on the show might be detrimental to a certain cohort. But then the other side of it is, like, what damage is obesity causing as well? You know, we're talking about heart disease, we're talking about diabetes, we're talking about long-term illness, you know. So if we're solving some of those problems for people, then yeah, let's keep it. But just make sure that there is a balance to it, that it's not going too extreme one way or the other, you know.
Okay, so Alan, you run a great coaching facility online, and you have a book as well. And I'm going to just say this, and I hope that you will agree with me. To me, watching what you're doing online and watching your success over the last few years, you really handhold people through a journey of their minds as well as their bodies. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, it's very much about the mind. And I think that's why our guys are doing so well, because we're working on that every day and we're constantly reinforcing messages. And also looking at things like how you respond to setbacks and how you respond when things don't go well, you know, and that they're learning a lot about themselves. And I think what they do is they recognise a lot of behaviours that they had in place previously that they had no awareness around. And we're kind of bringing awareness to that. But also, I would say, you mentioned the word hand-holding there. Initially, at the start, there definitely is a bit of that. But my ultimate goal is to empower people, that they can do it themselves. So ultimately, we're changing the way they think. We're changing a lot of the thought processes. And like the longer-term clients, there's some clients that I've had a year or 2 years, like they'll tell you now, the way they approach things is totally different to what they did back when we first got in contact. So like, yeah, there definitely is an element of hand-holding initially, but ultimately, it's giving people the tools that they're creating a way of life for themselves. And I suppose from a business perspective, it's probably putting me out of business. The ultimate goal is that they don't need me. That's my ultimate goal, that they don't actually need me. So initially, yeah, but somewhere down the road that they can continue on and they can live an amazing life, an amazing healthy life that they enjoy and that they can sustain.
And I know for a fact that Alan has brought many people on that journey. So if you are interested in finding out a little bit more, it's Alan Williams Coaching, and you will find all the information about Alan on his website, on Facebook. You're across all social media platforms. Alan Williams, a very happy new year and healthy. And thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Cheers, Claire.
That's it for this week's Up and Running. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Niall Delaney is up next with the best of this week's Northwest Today. If you would like to listen back to any of this show, you can go to oceanfm.ie, click podcast, or you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.